The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to... Okay, that was too much. Too much, sorry. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 15th of January. And my producer, Pat Karch.
Yes.
Do you know what time it is?
I do. It's time to get started. 7:05 on Monday morning.
It's 11:05 p.m. according to my my clock in here.
Oh, that's
good. Whoa. But yet today is not the 15th, it's the 16th.
Indeed. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it could
screwed
be
with a, my. Don't start my day off like this.
Could be a sunspot.
You know, I could go through two or three days like this. God, is it only 11 o'clock?
Huh. Oh,
so
man.
Here's what I'm thinking happened. I have no idea what happened. Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. The news at 7:05 in the morning is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And like I said, Pat Karch is at the helm. And, Pat, you got the weather there?
I do. As you know, it's cleared up today. And for Martin Luther King Day, partly sunny with a high near 54. Slight breeze, 6 to 9 miles an hour. Tonight's going to be mostly clear with a low around 34. It's going to dip down. The wind is going to continue. On Tuesday, we're going to be sunny with a high near 55. Okay. Tuesday night, we're going to get increasing clouds. It's going to dip down. And then Wednesday, we're looking at showers again, probably late morning with the high of 45. And the next storm front is going to be coming in. Showers mostly for Wednesday night. Thursday, though, it's going to be a short one. It's going to get mostly sunny with a high near 52. And on to Friday, it's going to be sunny. Saturday is projected to be sunny. And Sunday, which is quite a ways out there, hard to predict, it's mostly sunny with a high near 58. So we'll get some of that water is going to go downstream and get rid of it.
There we go. So it's slowing down. So I'm seeing here sunny. From Friday, Saturday sunny, and Sunday sunny, Thursday sunny.
Yeah, I think people are ready to get. We love the rain, but it has been a challenge
starting,
staying inside.
Well, really, starting Thursday, we can actually start drying out.
I bet it's been mucky out at the stable.
Whoa. There's a certain je ne sais quoi as you watch manure float across the the round pin.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no, we are blessed with the people that own the place. They have been, I mean, every day, you know, they had the winds come in and peel up the roof. And this is corrugated steel roof. Peeled up a whole section of the roof. They're out there, you know, of course, horses being horses, they'll break water lines. I figured that one out. I haven't figured it out yet, but it's the same stall. Different horses, so I don't know if you know if it turns them into hellions from hellions from outer space or what. But he is totally out there. Plus, trying to keep the stalls clean in this mess. And you know, we all try to help. You know, you try to take care of your own horse so he doesn't have to, if you can be out there. But he just does a great job. I can't say enough about Casey. And the work he does out there. But the
question, do the horses feel uncertain when the ground gives way underneath their...
Nah.
No,
nah.
Doesn't matter.
In fact, they go out there and roll in this stuff. Some of these horses look camouflaged, I swear. They'll go out there and they'll just lay down and roll in the mud. And, you know, Odina will come in sometimes with, like, one of her sides just covered with mud. So she's out there just kind of, yeah, it feels pretty good. It's not raining right now. I'm just going to go out and roll. What she has a tendency to do, as a lot of horses, but especially her, she just unloads in her stall. And, and you know what? A horse has a bladder that holds, a lot of people don't know this, holds 843 gallons of urine. I'm just kidding.
Okay. You're not being a horse person. You should see my mouth was gapping.
No. But whatever it holds, it's a lot. And, plus she has figured a way to eat 24 pounds of hay and poop 28. So, and when it's raining, you know, do you think the princess goes outside? No. So we're in there every day just shoveling. It's kind of dreary out at a stables. And because we do have a covered arena, but ripped off the side of that one, so it's like it's two-thirds of a covered arena, maybe even three-fourths. So people bring their horses in from other areas to ride in there because they can't ride out in their rings because the rings are underwater.
Right.
So then it becomes a... And everybody's polite, so you don't want to say anything, you know. So, but as soon as one person leaves, another one's in there.
Like, you can't have two people at once, or?
Well, you could if there's three kids in there that are three young girls. Cuter than bugs. Cuter than fleas on a puppy's ear. And they've got their little barrel racing horses. And they're in there just churning it up, and it's fun to watch them. And but then, you know, like for some of us, we just want to turn our horses out and get them exercised in there, let them roll in the dirt, you know, dry dirt.
Yeah, that's good. And, you still need to do that even though they're raining. I mean, you have to exercise your horse on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
We took a little pause there. Sorry about
that. Mark Mazzano just walked in, and he dropped off a letter, and we'll talk about that after the break, about what happened last week. Okay. Now, let's go back to wherever we were talking about. The rain's ending. There's just no place for the water to go. Even though it's ditched out, there's just no place for it to go. So now it's going to dry up. And we've had a really great rain. Lake Shasta, have you seen Lake Shasta?
Yeah,
lately?
It's looking great.
Whoa, yeah. And we may not be finished with rain. There may be another storm or two come through. Okay, anyway, the weather reports, though, are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and the Kinney family down in Anderson. All that gas comes out of one, kind of like one large area down in out south of Sacramento, and Alameda, I think, in there. And so it comes down to customer service. And I tell you what, the Kinney family and Shasta Gas Propane give outstanding customer service. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got special plans for people because, as we know, the cost of propane is going sky high. It's a veteran-owned business. I can't say enough about them. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay. Let's take an early break so we can come back, because I have this letter from Vice Mayor Mark Mazzano. He just dropped off.
You know, I didn't recognize who that was when he came in, and he handed you that letter. I thought you were being served, seriously, some paper from a lawyer, as a result of something that happened on the
happened
air.
On the air, yes. On one of our shows that I got several calls about.
That worried me for a minute there.
We will address that. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by...
Well, I was worried.
I have never been served in my life.
We'll have to try to do something about that. Yeah, I'll call.
I mean, I could have been probably for things, but I never was served for anything in my life. And I see people when they're doing it, like they were trying to serve, Carlos?
Oh, yeah. And he finally
Zapata.
Went to his kid's graduation. Or something.
Oh, yeah. They get him at his kid's graduation and give it to
him. I guess that's not really fair, but whatever.
Well, at least they knew where he was going to be at.
Yeah.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right. Doug Tooley has been doing this for over 30 years. There's nobody better than him. He's got a great bunch of deals and specials, too many to even read here. But don't call the 800 number. That 800 number doesn't care about you. It's not local. They don't care. Doug Tooley cares. So call 530-241-3474 for any of your dish needs or any other type things that they do also. What is that?
Starlink.
Starlink. He hooks up Starlink also. So, he can, you know, they can do a sound. They can do it all at your house. That's B&T Satellite. 530-241-3474. We'll be right back.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The California Department of Public Health, in partnership with Shasta County community-based organizations, are offering a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street. All vaccine brands will be available, including the bivalent booster. No appointment needed. Get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards. Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street in Reading.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Crab season is officially open. One Safe Place is proud to bring you the 36th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th, at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Better act fast, because this event sells out every year. Sponsored in part by KRCR, Tri-Counties Bank, and this station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl Lindebot. Linda's down in Sacramento with parents this weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, community-owned, local board of directors. It is truly a community bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town at 1845 California Street, and the other at 192 Hartnell Avenue. That's the main branch. That is the head of Cornerstone Community Bank and the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Of course, their latest one over on Ventura Street in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Mark Mazzano walked in a few minutes ago and dropped off a piece of paper here that I'm trying to read. In fact, Pat didn't recognize him because he's in a, you know, like an overcoat and tie and all that, and he looking very official. And Pat thought it was somebody coming in to...
I thought someone was going to serve you. Yeah, I would look. And then I was looking for that cue. You're supposed to give me that cue when you want me to take someone out. So.
That's it. I just, you know.
It didn't happen.
So I can run out the back door. Anyway, I would be most... Now, last week, Mark was on the show, and he said that somebody had asked about the roundabout, and he said there have been no accidents on that roundabout. And somebody called in and said, that's not true. There have been. There's been a number of them out there, and I got people writing in the chat room there was. I'm going to read the letter. I'd be most grateful if you provide the following information to your listeners. Well, last on your show, I was not up to date on my information regarding traffic collisions at or near the new roundabout at Costco. I apologize for that. To date, there have been 16 traffic collisions reported to the Reading Police Department from the period November 23, 2022 to January 11th, 2023. 11 non-injury, 2 unknown injuries, two minor injuries and 1 hit-and-run non-injury. What is most notable, and during the previous 2 years prior to Costco opening, there were 39 total traffic collisions reported in the same area as the Reading Police to the Reading Police Department. That was 2 years. This was November, December. This was 2.5 months. So in 2 years they had 39, 2.5 months they had 16. As a former member of the California Highway Patrol, traditional intersection collision will often result in more serious injuries due to the broadside nature of these collisions. I'm of the opinion that as drivers get used to this area, the collisions will decrease. I've asked our Chief Bill Shooter to provide me with an update in 6 months. Again, my apologies to your listeners. Mark Mazzano, Vice Mayor, City of Reading.
Yeah, that's a good point there.
Yep. So there have been. I haven't heard of any. No, there hasn't been anything that's showing like a major incident.
Not lately.
But still.
Right.
There's been 16 spots. So the gentleman called in, you were absolutely right. So there. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Where were we?
I don't remember. That was an interesting turn of events, anyhow. So.
Hey, I was at the Backcountry Horseman Trinity, Shasta Trinity unit Saturday night. I was emceeing their event, and it was at the Sons and Daughters of Italy.
Yeah, great place. Great place to have your event.
Good place to have an event there. It's got a... kitchen, big room, you know, for everything. There's 125-130 people in there.
They're raising money for their program?
Yeah, for the program, and they did real well. Senator and Mrs. Johannesson, Maurice and Marianne were there, and they were honored. They didn't really know about them. And I had mentioned it to the senator, and Marianne calls them and talked to them and gave a significant donation to the organization.
Wow.
Because everything is done on their own dime. You know, when you move your horses and, you know, gas, feed, all of that stuff. And I found out is the Pacific Crest Trail. The one that goes from Mexico all the way to Oregon. Well, really, it goes all the way up into Canada. 90% of that trail in California is cleared and kept clear by the backcountry horsemen at different organizations. Like, they've got one to the north, they've got one to the east. They've got a number of these organizations, all of volunteers, all doing this because they want to keep the trails open. They all, and there are people there from BLM, from Fish and Game, and they talk about the planting of the fish. They talk about how they don't have the people to keep these trails open, and how important it is. The planting of the fish they used to do with planes, and they'd load the planes up with these fingerlings, and they kind of go low and drop them. And their death rate was around 50%.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Since the backcountry horsemen do it, they bring up the fingerlings to them, they put them in these plastic bags, they suck the air out, and then fill them with oxygen. I mean, pure oxygen.
They're on their horses?
Yeah, well, they come in, and this is what they do, is they have, you know, they have their panniers on the mules and horses.
Yeah, what's a pannier?
That's the container.
Oh, okay.
That you put over the saddle pack, and you put it over it, and in that is where you pack all your equipment. You've seen these mule trains.
Those are the things hanging off the sides.
Those are the things hanging off the sides.
Gotcha.
So they take these and they put, I don't know how many thousand of these little fish, or hundreds. I have no idea because I didn't ask that. And they fill it up into these plastic bags. They pump it full of oxygen, seal it off, put it on the mules and horses, and then off they go. And there's enough oxygen in there, and with the horse moving, it keeps it, you know, keeps it sloshing around.
Right.
And then they go out to the lake itself. They put it into the lake. They put the whole bag into the lake and let them kind of assimilate the temperature of it.
Sure, yeah.
And then they open it up, and their release rate's like 98% live. That make it out into the lakes.
That's
and this
amazing.
Is where they've got 15 lakes. Just this organization has 15 lakes that they put fingerlings into. Some of them are easy to get to. Others, they're up there climbing steep hills and mountains to get them in. So it was it was interesting to see the things they did. And then the entertainment was cowboy poetry.
Oh, wow.
And this one guy, I think his name's McFadden.
You mean Mike McFadden?
Yeah.
Mike McFadden.
He did this poem on probably one of the worst things that can happen to you on the trail.
What's that?
Is one of the horses kicks a hornet's nest. And I have been there before when it's happened, and you've watched horses that haven't given you a bit of trouble. It turns into the Reading Rodeo, because he was telling how a few hornets came up, and as soon as you hear that first buzz, you start looking around, and then his mule kicked the hollow log where they were at, and they came up in a swarm. And it, I had three mules running abreast on a one mule trail. His horse is, you know, he's looking down, he's looking from the ground up. Luckily, he grabbed a rein. He's watching his horse go around. And then after they finally got away from him and everything's kind of settled down, a butterfly comes down and lands on his horse's ear. It starts all over again. Now, this was in a poem, and it was just, it was hilarious. And everybody in there was living it right along with him.
That's
so
way cool.
And, if you get caught by a hornet, if you kick it up with your horse, do not run toward everybody else because they will follow. So you go off in the opposite direction. Let them swarm you as you race away watching your horse. Crow hop and buck just to get away from them. It was really a funny poem. And then they had others that were more of the outdoors and the mountains and the riding, and it was just really, really entertaining. It was a good time. Everybody had a good time. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Somebody told me they had a chip in their windshield, and then it went, cracked all the way across. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't you go down to Crackmaster? He said, well, I had four or five chips. And I went, he can fix that. And he wished he had done that. He did say that he had this, chip happened, and then the next morning he starts up, and that's what happens.
Most insurances pay for that chip repair.
Of course they do. And
not even a deductible on that.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been doing this for a long time. Nobody's better than Jeff Wurst. He's out of the old school. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Yeah, whether it's a small chip or cracks up to 24 inches, Jeff fixes them, and in many cases, you don't see where they were. So bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a better-known business, and he's a good guy. It's 11:30 in the morning on the 15th of January. No, it's not. It's 7:30 in the morning on the 16th of January. It's just my producer has not come in here and tried to fix this thing yet. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into a bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House, rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in sat with her parents from this weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people down there, a super selection of jewelry, anything from Native American, to estate jewelry, to specially designed pieces. They have it all, and they have them at very fair prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. You remember Gina Littlebridge, though?
No, do I ever.
She was a beauty queen and an actress, an Italian actress. Became famous in the 50s and then the 60s, then became a photojournalist, but she was absolutely a beautiful woman. Just passed.
Oh, my.
95 gosh. Years old.
Amazing. Now, you were at the Sons of Italy Lodge, which I am a member this weekend. Did you go into the men's restroom?
Well, yes, I did.
And did you see our most favorite Italian actress there?
Sophia.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, there were two or three of us there observing Sophia's photo from Boy with a Dolphin,
mm-hmm.
Movie, where she became even more loved, wearing a loose cotton shirt.
It was comfortable, I think is what we call it.
And she was wearing that and nothing else in the water, and she came back up on the deck of the boat, and I think the photo was taken from there.
Molto bene.
Molto bene. Which means very good, in case people are thinking, oh, my God. Other things going on. Do you watch football? I don't watch it a lot.
Sometimes I do, especially if it's something really interesting, like the Super Bowl or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. They had this one game, and I'm trying to remember who it was. It was the it's the Jaguars. Jacksonville against the L.A. Chargers. And the young man that was a national champion at Clemson, he's got long hair and everything. First half threw 4 interceptions.
Oh, my gosh.
LA was all over him. Second half, it was like the real team showed up. And they end up winning.
Oh, really?
Winning the game, yeah. And last night, they had, that could have been Saturday, I don't know. Last night, they had the Cincinnati Bengals playing the Baltimore Ravens. Good game. They were battling back and forth. Well, the Bengals were ahead by a touchdown, and the Ravens literally, or they were tied. Yeah, they were tied. Ravens quarterback, they're on like the 1 foot line. He leaps into the air. The only thing you have to do is break the plane and of the goal line. It's a touchdown. So he jumped up. A linebacker jumped from the defense at the same time and punched it out of his hands. And it lands in the hands of this defensive end named Hubbard. Hubbard turns and starts running. Now, linemen usually do these 5, 10, 15-yard sprints. I mean, running 100 yards is not in there. I don't think it's in their job description. And this guy takes off, and he's not running straight. They say he ends up running like 126 yards down the field. And but if it's a straight line, it's 98, and that's what they gave him. And he's looking up at the score at the big multiplex, and he's seeing this tight end is running at 20 miles an hour. He's running at 17, and this guy's catching him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All he could think was somebody blocked him, and somebody caught him and blocked him. So this guy goes down, and that turns out to be the winning touchdown. But, you know, the next 5 minutes, he's sitting on the bench. He's got oxygen. He's, you know, everybody's coming over to congratulate him. And you can just see he's trying to talk, but he's got the oxygen on his face, trying to breathe.
Well, good for him. So, that's a
it
good,
was. Yeah. I mean, when does a defensive end become like, you know, scores the winning touchdown.
98 yards.
And you know what? He was just steaming right along. I was surprised. But then he was kind of weaving, especially at the end. Okay.
Path less traveled.
This parking thing, when Manzano came in, he was being accompanied by Kevin Cry, District 1 supervisor. They're across the street today at the old city hall here, and they're having a ceremony for Martin Luther King. It's Martin Luther King's birthday, of course. And while they were here, it was interesting listening to him talk about this new parking plan. This parking plan is going to get big. It's getting big, but it's going to get bigger. And where Mark thinks it's going to work out really well, that they can make tweaks to it as it's being introduced. Okay, this part's not working. Okay, we have to do this. And Kevin Cry is saying, I think it's going to hurt the business downtown. Just by the way, it's, you know, of people having to park and move and all these things. I don't know if it is or not. Because it hasn't been instituted yet. And it's easy to talk about, oh, this is going to be a mess. The big thing, I think, the problem is that people have to move their cars after 2 hours. However, on the app, the way I understand it, you can get an extra hour. You just go to the app and pay for another hour. If you have the app.
Well, it's not hard to get an app.
A lot of people.
They don't want to do that.
For mine, because I don't check in. I mean, I don't sign in all the time into my Google and all that. I mean, you don't have to. But when you get an app, they want your Google password or your whatever it is, the password. So then I've got to go back.
And try to figure out what it was.
What I do is I just stick in the code, and it lets me put a new password in there. And you know, it's a pain in the butt. I try to make them all one. Right? But as soon as one gets out of sequence, oh, you've used that one. I mean, literally at the bank, I went through 8 passwords and it wouldn't let me use any of them. Oh, you've used that one. It's been one of your last 10 passwords. So I just make up words. Well, then I can't remember what I made up. You know, yes, write them down, but then, you know, and write it down. Okay, for Cornerstone Bank, it's this. And then Linda gets in there. And she doesn't remember it, so she shuts us down.
Oh, she tries too many attempts.
She on the third attempt, you are banished from the from any of these. It's not just Cornerstone; it's any of these. They'll give you on your third try if it's not perfect. Boom, we have just shut your account down.
Your digital access.
So you've got to call them up and hi, Carl. Yeah, Linda. Oh, okay. That's okay. That's all you have to say. And I get a new password.
It's a good bank. You know, Piano Angels just switched to Cornerstone.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're looking. Matt got us in there. We've got a great banker, a local banker. Good. They're a good group.
It's good to have a local bank around here. You know, I'm not saying anything about the other banks because a lot of, you know, the other banks all got local people working here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, there's a number of good banks out there. We just happen to like Cornerstone and what they're doing. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Just I and my friend. We'll travel for miles in our Saturday smiles, and then we'll move on. But we will remember long after Saturday.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The California Department of Public Health, in partnership with Shasta County community-based organizations, are offering a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street. All vaccine brands will be available, including the bivalent booster. No appointment needed. Get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards. Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street in Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Crab season is officially open. One Safe Place is proud to bring you the 36th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta Visitor Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Better act fast because this event sells out every year. Sponsored in part by KRCR, Craig County's Bank, and this station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Good morning. You know, my producers, you all come up with totally different music all the time. Like, see, you're into the, you know.
Well, this is celebrating Jeff Peck, who recently passed away. You know, awesome, awesome player. So that's great. That's a classic blues, though. It's blues on a Monday, Carl.
Jeez. The Marie Blue. It's a Monday. You should try playing this on a Friday and calm me down. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. That's Judy Maxwell. We have our insurance with Judy. She treats every customer so well. Treats them as friends. And wants the best for each one of her customers, whether it's in financial management or insurance. You can reach her at 530-221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. The weather tomorrow is supposed to be sunny with a high near 56. Tuesday night going down to around 35. And that's tonight also, around 35. Wednesday showers, mostly after 10 a.m. And the calm winds, chance of precipitation is 80%. And Wednesday night showers mainly before 10 p.m., low around 33. So we keep the blanket on the horse. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, looks like it's going to be sunny. With highs around 59 every day. Lows low around 35 at night. So I think the storms have, hopefully, are giving us some respite this week. Maybe 3, 4, 5 days. And that's good. Let everything kind of like start drying out, soak in. And then if the next range comes in, perhaps for a couple more weeks or another week, it would be perfect if it goes like, okay, 4 days of rain, 3 or 4 days of sun, 3 or 4 days of rain, 3 or 4 days of sun. That would be perfect.
Yeah, get the lake filled
up. I don't understand why we can't get it on a schedule. You know, I mean, we've talked about it.
Yeah, maybe we can get God on the show here and he can talk about it.
God.
It should be a toll-free number, right?
It should be a toll-free number. That's right. 1-800-GOD.
God talks.
God talk.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't go doing this.
Okay.
You, of all people, you're a very religious person, and you're starting up like that.
Okay.
You know, God would say, okay, I understand Carl may say those things, but Pat, you know, you're sitting in a chair surrounded by electrical apparatuses. I mean.
Point taken.
Okay. Got it. Libraries, you know, we have a, you know, in our library, somebody came in the other day, in fact, and said, you know, I went down to the library. I like going down to the library. And he said, but when I was in there, the homeless, it was during the rain, the homeless had just so many there and unwashed bodies and all these things. Well, so you think to yourself, yeah, well, I've been in there before and I was doing research and the, I had somebody sit down, I don't know, 5-7 feet away from me. It wasn't like they were next to me. But within the next 15 minutes, I had to leave. It was.
This is why a lot of young moms don't like to take their kids there.
Well, but as we talk about that, think about if you're in Inglewood, Colorado. For the second time in a month, a Colorado library has closed its doors to clean up methamphetamine contamination. Officials in the Denver suburb of Inglewood shut down the city library last week within a couple hours of getting test results Wednesday showing that the contamination in the facility's restroom exceeded state thresholds. Other places such as countertops also tested positive for lower levels of the drug and will require specialized cleaning. The larger scale remediation work will include removing tainted surfaces, walls, ductwork, and exhaust fan equipment.
Oh, that's
so expensive. Imagine how long that's going to take to close it down. The city of about 33,000 just south of Denver decided to test for the drug after officials in the nearby college town of Boulder, Colorado, closed its main library after finding meth contamination. And the latest example of the balancing act urban libraries have to navigate between making their facilities be welcoming to all while keeping them clean and safe. When a rash of overdoses in libraries were reported in the mid-2010s as the opioid opioid crisis grew. Some libraries were equipped with the antidote, Narcan.
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, no, no. You gotta keep your Narcan in your public libraries because of overdoses. So far, library closures seem to be, limited to Colorado, but you know what? Do the libraries here, do they check for that?
Probably they haven't checked yet. That would be my guess.
It's a question to be asked for the library committee. Have you all checked for meth contamination? Or it doesn't take hardly any fentanyl to cause, you know, I mean, it's absorbed through the skin. And I guess meth could be too, but through the skin. I wonder how many times they check for this. They say meth residue can be an irritant, causing symptoms like itchy throat, runny nose, and bloodshot eyes. Secondary exposure isn't believed to cause long-term chronic health concerns. But, you know, when it says isn't believed, that means they probably don't know. Colder weather has caused more people to seek shelter there, and they're doing their meth. Okay.
Maybe that's we can get someone from the library on the show and inquire about that.
I think just a phone call.
Yeah, probably.
A phone call to them would be worth to find out. You know, have you all tested for meth? Is this, you know, I would imagine in their little library circles that they, you know, they talk about drug contamination and probably don't want even want it brought up. You know, if there's, you know, if we test for it and we find it, look how much it's going to cost to fix this place up.
And we may find out they're already proactive and clean the place,
They may spray it. They may spray every surface there with, you know, I can't imagine they don't with the, you know, the type of people. I shouldn't say the type of people.
No,
but with
any kind of people.
Any kind of people that come in there because, you know, obviously it could be...
children,
you know,
with colds and all that.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's anything. Because, like, you know, people bring a lot of kids in there.
Yeah. You know, they probably use a great quaternary cleaner and, you know, not only does it clean all the viruses and stuff, but it also...
Well, what did you do out at School of the Arts? You were in charge of all that. Were you constantly cleaning because little kids get sick all the time?
That was our number one mission in support services was cleaning. And I've done that, you know, since 1980. So we were responsible for making sure that the facilities were clean, and we had products that cleaned viruses. I mean, everything from H1N1, swine flu, COVID. But there was also the physical cleaning, stuff like that, like you're talking about drugs and stuff that are, you know, on a tabletop. That all comes up with the cleaning. It gets diluted. Dilution is a solution. That was our motto. Yeah.
Eddie McAllister just walked in. One of the very cool people here in Reading. Well, that's what I would imagine. I would imagine that the cleanliness of the surfaces is the whole thing. Are things you can spray on surfaces that would kill everything, but then you still got to wipe it up. And then I just wonder if that's a daily thing they do.
It is, and you know, when you spray something like that kills a virus or something, that doesn't kill like meth. You know, byproducts.
No,
but you just physically have to wipe that off, and then those rags get laundered. And so I'm sure they do that, and I'm like 100% sure that they do. It's never been an issue in most libraries. I've never heard of an outbreak of anything from a Shasta County library.
No, they've.
But it would be interesting to check.
Yeah, it would be. To see if how do y'all handle this? Seeing that there's other ones in Colorado that that this happens. Okay, when we come back from the news, we're going to have the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect in here. Eddie McAllister, I just saw Eddie walk in, and Martin Luther King's birthday, and we'll discuss Martin Luther King and the state of our city. When it comes for people getting along. You know, it's funny. I had friends, educated, very educated, you know, lawyer types, who was Asian. And she would become very uncomfortable. You know, like sitting at a traffic light, and somebody pulls up with all types of flags on their car, on their truck. She would get uncomfortable about that, wondering if you know, if they were
militia or something like
that. Well, not militia, but if they were, you know, nationalist or what. And I said, anybody ever say anything to you? And she said, no, nobody did. And I said, well, you know, a lot of times people just fly flags on their cars like that. Anyway, we're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we've got, like I said, Susan Wilson and Eddie McAllister.
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With the national debt now north of $31 trillion and still growing, at least some lawmakers are talking about spending and borrowing curbs. Newly minted Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy eyeing the Pentagon budget.
During an appearance on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures, host Maria Bartiromo asked McCarthy if he was willing to cut defense spending as part of a reported deal within the GOP caucus to freeze spending at 2022 levels. McCarthy disputed estimates that such a deal would result in a $75 billion cut to defense spending, while also signaling his support for targeting cuts. McCarthy also noted that, quote, every level of government should be looking at ways to spend less taxpayer money. The deal McCarthy struck would have effectively cut $75 billion from the $857 billion defense budget in fiscal year 2023. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Republicans, now in the majority in the House, demanding answers about the classified documents that were found at President Biden's home, as well as a former office of his. More rain in the forecast this week for weather-weary California.
Retired Santa Barbara, California Fire Chief Pat McElroy founded the nonprofit organization The Project for Resilient Communities, which has spent close to $2 million installing debris nets. They're designed to catch dangerous debris in a mudslide before it reaches homes and people.
We're looking at this type of thing occurring more frequently now with the growth of fires and the climate, the temperature of the ocean rising.
The debris nets work in conjunction with debris pits, which are carved out of the landscape to catch material flowing downhill. I'm Donna Water.
At least 40 people died in that Russian airstrike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say a number of children were among the victims of the Russian attack. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
A controversial German defense minister quits.
Christina Lambrecht was not a popular minister, mocked for announcing Germany would support Ukraine by sending helmets, criticized for taking her son on a trip in a military helicopter, and blamed for failing to improve Germany's ill-equipped army. An awkward New Year's Eve video message in which she described her positive experiences during the war in Ukraine was the last straw for her remaining supporters. Ms. Lambrecht was due to meet other Western defense ministers on Friday to discuss further support for Ukraine. The German government's under pressure to approve the delivery of German-built battle tanks.
The BBC's Jenny Hill. South Korea's president says his nation's efforts to be carbon neutral by 2050 would rely in part on returning to nuclear power, even though his predecessor had tried to move the country away from atomic energy. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Fed's investigating a close call between two jetliners at a busy New York airport.
A JFK air traffic controller can be heard on audio captured by LiveATC.net
frantically telling the Delta pilot not to take off.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff plans.
Then relief when the close call with the American Airlines plane crossing the runway in front of it is averted.
All right, Darren. The Delta 1943.
The NTSB and FAA are investigating exactly what went wrong when the two planes came within 1,000 feet of each other. As air traffic control notes, they are going over the recordings.
Yes, we'll listen to the tapes, but you were supposed to depart runway 4 left. You're currently holding short of 3-1 left.
American Airlines is deferring all questions to the FAA. Julie Walker, New York.
At least 68 of the 72 people on board a jetliner that crashed in Nepal were killed in that accident. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment down in Sacramento with her parents this morning. It is 8:05 here on the 16th of January, 2023, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's the weather look like today?
Yeah, today, and good morning on Martin Luther King Day. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 55, little bit of wind, and tonight mostly clear. Tuesday, it's going to be sunny. Tuesday night, increasing clouds and maybe some showers on Wednesday. And then as we go through the rest of the week, Carl, it's going to be getting sunny, and we're going to have several days of some clear weather with low temperatures in the evening.
Okay. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a veteran-owned business. It's a family business. Been doing it for over 20 years. All the propane comes out of one tank, so it comes down to customer service, and their customer service is just outstanding. They think of their customers as friends, as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other programs for people. The cost of propane is going sky high. You need to give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Susan Wilson.
Good morning.
Who is running to the airport.
I'm running to the airport to fly to Washington, D.C.
Okay, and then Eddie McAllister.
I'm not flying anywhere.
One of our favorite people here. It is Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah.
And the music you heard was...
I call it the Black National Anthem, mm-hmm. but it's called Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful song, and it's generally sung on this day by choirs and people all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was listening to Bill Withers' Lovely Day. It's because it's going to be a lovely day.
Lovely day. Now, there's an event, or has it already been held? Or it's going on right now?
It's just getting ready to start right now.
Okay.
Across the street here. And that's why people are struggling for parking right in front of your building.
Darn.
It's like a spot nobody wants right in front.
Well, no, they just pulled in here. So they must have pulled in, run across the street, and now they're leaving, probably going to work. Okay. So... today is Martin Luther King's birthday.
And I brought Eddie McAllister with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Eddie's going to be the speaker today because I am on my way to the airport.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Washington, D.C. It's kind of a sad thing. They found my ex-husband. I divorced him 40-something years ago, 43 years ago, and they found him dead.
Oh,
and
Susan.
I am dealing with some odd bits of... clean up there. It was quite a surprise to me that they called me.
Why would they call you?
I don't know. It was the police that called me.
It's been 43 years.
Oh, I know. Man. And they can find your phone number. That's all I have to say.
Oh, my.
Anyway, it's sad. It's sad. It's sad.
But I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's sad that he died. You know, he was the father of my only child, and I owe him this, I guess, for that.
Safe travels, Susan.
Yeah.
I had an ex-wife die.
Did you?
Yeah. Somebody that was on the America's Cup, who worked on the America's Cup, you know, the sailing. Uh-huh. And she was on the all-woman team for the America's Cup back in, I'm not sure where that was, the 90s. And she was on that team. And I hadn't seen her or talked to her in years. And he called me, said that she had passed. Yeah. Somebody's phone is going off. Might want to put that.
That would be Eddie. That would be Eddie.
Might want to put that on mute there, Eddie.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Eddie and I are here.
Somebody calling me about Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, I imagine.
I'm not going to be here long, man. Okay. Got folks calling me.
Anyway, we just wanted to make sure that people knew a little bit more about Martin Luther King and his principles of nonviolence. Eddie and the Shasta Beloved community have worked really hard on nonviolence, and that's one of his things, you know. I mean, he did have a dream, and people remember him because he had a dream, but the dream that he left us was a world of nonviolence.
The speech he made was, you know, has gone down in history.
Yes, it has.
About our children being together. Do you think that since then, that, you know, I keep hearing about how bad things are, Eddie and Susan. But I look back to where they were, where I went to a segregated high school in North Carolina in the 60s. One of the last years, by the way, that happened before they integrated all the schools. Is it as bad as some of the things we hear?
I would back say then or now?
Now.
I would say just recently, I mean, the stuff is bad in the Shasta County. I mean, on the news at AMPM, the guys got into a hassle and killed somebody.
Was it racially motivated?
I don't know. We don't know. But it happened.
Was there two different ethnic groups?
Yeah, the name sounds like it. And then you know, not here, but this was here, you know, here in Shasta County. But the incident with the fact that the little 6-year-old shot the teacher in Virginia somewhere. And I don't know the story, but it seems like the mother had to have a gun, so she felt like she needed the gun for protection. So
a gun for protection really doesn't have anything to do with racial violence, does it?
Well,
the teacher that was shot was a white woman.
Well, we're not talking about racial violence. We're talking about violence.
We're trying to move on and talk about violence.
See, my question though was, you hear things, and I mean, still things on national TV.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, it seems like we have moved so much forward. But then again, I'm a white guy.
Yeah,
seeing that.
I'm a white woman.
Forward and back. You know, things about, you know, we're talking about embracing the six principles, like Dr. King's, principles of nonviolence. You know, it's a mindset type thing. You know, you can't stop somebody from violence just like that. And you know, Dr. King had these principles around a while. You know, Dr. King and Cesar Chavez and Mahatma Gandhi were all students of nonviolence.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are still, you know, things are going on. You know, look at Ukraine and Russia. You know, it's a big deal. I mean, bigger than we can talk about in this short period of time. I'm not going to be here long either.
You mean right here?
Right here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you have to leave too. Okay.
Oh, yeah. People are calling me, man.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Martin Luther King and the significance of this day.
This day, you know, this day is very significant, like last year. This is what's going on over at MLK Center right now. We're moving the information tables from inside to outside, and this is the second year that we've had community involvement. This is exciting to me because I've been doing it for 30 years, and there's always not been room enough in the center four information tables. People say, can we have a table? Sorry, we can't have a table because we're having a program. But Christina Massey over at the center, she put a plan together for the tables to be inside, and now that the weather is going to be great, this is what they're doing. They're moving outside right now. They got AmeriCorps, CCC, they're helping. They got a gang of people over there, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
SCAR is over there.
Yeah, so... Just the day is so exciting. It's going to be great. The sun is going to be shining like last year. It's just amazing. But having the community, more community involvement, and each of those information tables is addressing one of the six principles of nonviolence. We asked them to pick one that pertains to your agency.
So what are the six principles?
I can read them to you. Nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people. And there, what we're talking about is, you know, just being assertive about being nonviolent, being courageous about it. Nonviolence seeks to win friendship and understanding. And, you know, we talk about that on this show a lot. You know, we want to understand the other people. The other people in the world. Not just in our family or something. Nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice, not people. Nonviolence holds that voluntary suffering can educate and transform. Nonviolence chooses love instead of hate. Not hate instead of... Nonviolence chooses love instead of hate. And nonviolence believes that the universe is on the side of justice. So those are his six principles that are interesting to us. And, you know, people say, well, how do we get there? You know, and I think this goes back to last time I was here. You have to have the good information. You have to have good, solid information. Then you need to educate others. Mm-hmm. You need to remain committed to the cause. You can't go and do it for a class for an hour and then go home and be totally different. It's a life commitment. Yeah. You know, it's a way of living.
It's like Christian life.
Exactly.
You can't just go to church on Sunday.
That's exactly right.
You have to live it.
We need to learn to peacefully negotiate. We're going to call Putin and see if he wants to peacefully negotiate.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I think that's been offered several times.
I believe it has.
Including the Pope. So.
Yeah, that war is a puzzlement, and certainly is something that needs to be negotiated. And we need to take action peacefully. You know, when there's negative stuff happening, then our automatic human response seems to be fight back. And we need to try and figure out alternatives to fighting back. You know, and that goes back to negotiating. And we need to reconcile. You know, we need to keep our actions and negotiations peaceful, constructive. We need to agree to disagree on some stuff. Yeah. And we've talked about that, you and I, many times. So.
There's things you're not going to agree with somebody, mm-hmm. but you can still listen to their side.
Yeah.
And, you know,
understand where they're coming from.
I hear what you're saying. Don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree with nonviolence. You know,
right.
Those of us, Eddie, you're a veteran. We've been in violent situations, and we've seen the results of that. Mm-hmm. You know, even though that at that point in time it was we were in a different life,
mm-hmm.
and that. But what's Martin Luther King Day mean to you all? I'm going to go longer on this break because I know you both have to leave.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, one thing is really, really exceptional. Or very good. I'm looking for words. Is, you know, last year we brought in a new partner, and that was the Asphalt Cowboys. They cooked breakfast last year.
And this is for our event over at MLK.
And this year they came back. They're over there setting up right now.
Yeah.
So and as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm looking across the street at Old City Hall, and I see people going in. The bell ringing ceremony is 8 to 9. And it looked like it's going to be full over there. And then after that, 9:30 to 11:30 are the information tables. Asphalt Cowboys is cooking breakfast. And then 10:30 to 11 is the prayer circle, praise and prayer circle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then 11:30 to 11:30 to 12 is the sidewalk march, mm-hmm. which is in reverse.
Okay.
We're probably marching from MLK Center down to the courthouse.
Okay.
And that's it. So the everything has changed a little bit. Change is good, and it's happening like right now.
As long as it's, you know,
yeah.
As long as everything happens, we have to change now and then. So
yeah,
we have to be nimble and flexible.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Flexibility probably is one of those things. Be under nonviolence. Be flexible.
Exactly.
You know, be able to listen. You know, be flexible in your beliefs. Never give up what your core beliefs are, but be willing to listen to other things.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as it's not damaging to people or other living objects, as they say.
And then we learn to disagree peacefully, you know.
I think that's the biggest thing, and I think we've lost that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that national news media has played a part in that.
Mm-hmm.
The internet has really played a big part in that. Where something would happen in South Carolina and be kind of there. But now you hear about something happening in Southern California. I mean, it's all over the world in 1 minute.
Right.
Without the whole story a lot of times.
Without the whole story. And you know, just to pick up something that happened when Kevin McCarthy was trying to become Speaker of the House, there actually was a minor physical altercation. You know, and come on,
he just grabbed the guy.
I said a minor physical altercation.
It was a third entity.
Yeah, I didn't say it was him.
No, no.
I said it was his.
A third entity came in and calmed things down by putting a modified chokehold. It was modified.
I've seen the picture.
He had his hand over his face going, okay, enough of this. Well, we could be in the South Korean or the, you know, their legislature, and they go full tilt. You know, they take sides, and, you know, it's like 30 or 40 of them throwing punches.
Well, what about this county? I mean, we're doing pretty good. People might be disagreeing, but
we don't
hear that much about it, you know.
You know what?
Trying to keep up with stuff, you know.
And, you know, when the BLM, when the protest or the crowd gathered, there were two separate crowds there, as we know. There were no punches thrown.
Yeah. BLM, Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I mean,
well, it was more like blacks like me when they were out here at the courthouse.
Oh, right.
And remember, there was two sides there.
Yeah.
There were no punches thrown. And then that following Sunday, Eddie, everybody was down at the park together. No police presence, nothing.
Yeah.
No problems. You know, I tell people, you talk about Redding, you ought to talk about how it was handled here. There was no violence.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter, I mean, that was a fairly well-managed thing by everyone that was there.
Yep. No matter what some of our local news agencies or pseudo-news agencies were trying to do.
I'm lost. What are you talking about, Black Lives Matter, here in this county?
That was
a couple years ago. Down at the county courthouse, there was probably 400 people. Yeah. On one side of Court Street, another 150, 200 people on the other side of Court Street that were in somewhat disagreement.
Yeah.
And there was no violence. There were words being thrown back and forth from both sides, but there was no violence.
Right.
And then that following Sunday, and you were there with the chief of police and all that, and it was peaceful. It was very peaceful
gathering.
It was a peaceful gathering.
Yeah, it was
a
peaceful gathering, yeah.
Although language can be violent too.
Language
can be violent too.
It can be,
you know.
But it's that next step that you always want to
always
see.
Not
you,
see.
You know, people are going to say nasty things to each other, and they will, and they did, but nobody got into a physical confrontation.
See, I know what you're talking about now, the march. It actually started at MLK and went down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I often wondered, a lot of young people, and it happened, bam, quick.
It did.
I knew the organizer, but I wonder if they really knew what's going on.
I don't think they did.
I think it got big.
Yeah, yes, and it got
That's big, quick.
Yeah.
And then you had you had Court Street, which is four lanes in between them.
Yeah.
I do have to take a break here.
Okay.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
I got to go, man.
When I wake up in the morning, love, sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th. Come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Free for members, included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Crab season is officially open. One Safe Place is proud to bring you the 36th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Better act fast because this event sells out every year. Sponsored in part by KRCR, Tri-County Bank, and this station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
The California Department of Public Health, in partnership with Shasta County community-based organizations, are offering a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street. All vaccine brands will be available, including the bivalent booster. No appointment needed. Get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards. Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street in Redding.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you. So get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-ins. And the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sometimes in my life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. Linda's on assignment in Sacramento. This portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. It's founded in 1910. It's an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. For more information, call 530-225-4433. I've never had both guests leave.
Well, they do have to get across the street.
Well,
for the
yeah, but, they said they were going to be here till 8 o'clock. But I understand. So, gosh, it's not the first time we've had to move on. For one thing, this is going to be a very short segment so we can get back on time. I knew they were leaving, so I wanted to talk to Eddie and Susan before they had to leave. It is Martin Luther King's birthday. They are over at Old City Hall. They're doing the bell ringing between 8 and 9, and then they move back to the Martin Luther King Center where they have a number of tables set up outside that have to do with the six principles of nonviolence that Martin Luther King Jr. espoused. Also, they're having a breakfast provided by the Asphalt Cowboys. And then I believe he said at 11:30 they do their march from Martin Luther King Center to the City Hall. So,
I'm just glad they got some good, at least a little bit of let up on the rain.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to be fine. You know, Biden, President Biden, who trashed Trump over the Lago Margo documents. Of course, now they found some at the Penn State Biden building.
In the garage sitting next to
No, I'm not finished yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They found that there in a closet. Then they found the other documents in his garage. And then they found some more at his house, in his house. And so the Republicans or the GOP are saying, well, can we take a look at the visitors' logs? Well, guess what? There are no visitor logs. No visitors' logs exist for Biden's Wilmington home, Wilmington, Delaware, site of a classified document discovery. And they said that he didn't keep it. The Biden lawyers had discovered a stash of classified documents inside the home's garage. And while it's a practice to keep comprehensive visitor logs at the White House, Biden's lawyers say no record exists for his home in Delaware. So,
well, I don't. Should he be keeping logs of who visits his home? Or
I don't know. You know, I mean, he was
in his defense.
He was, he was out of office. First of all, why did he even have these?
I mean, he was vice president at the time, right?
No.
Yeah. When those documents went over there,
we don't know that.
Oh, good point. Well,
you know, when he left, I mean, it was there was Trump for 4 years in between Biden and Obama. So when did those things get taken over there? Were they taken there while he was president? He just left them on his desk and somebody just kind of picked them up, put them in a folder and put them in, you know, next to the garage or in the garage next to his Corvette, he said. Joe Biden driving a Corvette is scary. Anyway, but just when's the last time, I mean, he probably hasn't driven. Well, that's not true. He probably drives himself around. But we don't know. See, they don't know when they were taken. Were they taken, you know, probably while he was vice president and he just never cleaned it up. But as we talked about the other day, the DOJ and Garland backed themselves in a corner when they brought in a special counsel for Trump. Now they have to bring a special counsel in for Biden. And here's the things. When special counsels start, are they going to stick right to that? Well, with the search warrants and everything they did at Trump, I mean, why are you going through Melania's, you know, underwear drawer? You know, all these things. They're looking. It was a fishing expedition. I don't care what they say. I hear lawyers saying that. I'm not a lawyer. But Now, once that special counsel goes into it and he finds this and he sees a top secret document, did Hunter Biden have access to this? Now, the chances of Hunter Biden being sober enough to go through stuff and find it is one thing. But still, did he have access to it? Well, of course he did. He came over to visit Pop. He went, came over to visit the big guy, as he was called. It's going downhill, isn't it? Okay. Hey, look, let's take another break, get back on schedule here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are just hitting the ball out of the park with all the things they're doing. The cutting-edge technology on TAVR valve replacement, on the wireless pacemaker that's extremely small, so you don't have to have a, you know, like an operation, you got a lump on your chest. So many things they're doing over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center for the health of our community. When they say healing starts here, they mean it. At Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid just as long.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-in, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The California Department of Public Health, in partnership with Shasta County community-based organizations, are offering a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street. All vaccine brands will be available, including the bivalent booster. No appointment needed. Get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards. Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street in Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment in Sacramento. She went down yesterday and met her mom downtown Sacramento. And they went to a, they go to the theater on a regular basis. And she, yesterday it was Frozen, the musical. And she said it was really, really good. And then she spends the night, and then she and her mom go shopping today or something. And then she'll be back tomorrow morning. But the, they do this at least once a month, go down there for the theater. This portion of the show is from right here, Cypress Square Barbershop. I went there last week and had a great haircut, but I've never had a bad haircut in 15 years at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a better-known business. They work by appointments only at 244-9478. Just make give them a phone call. Work it out on your schedule, not theirs. That Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. The address. Somebody called in with the address.
Well, they called in, they inquired the
where it was. Martin Luther King Center is at 1815 Sheridan Street. It's over there close to Mercy.
Yeah, you go south on Court, and then don't make that left turn. Just go straight.
Yeah, just go straight ahead, and you'll see it. Eddie McAllister's on it, and he talked about this incident that happened at the at a mini mart on Lake Boulevard, and he was wondering if it was racially motivated. Well, how can you tell? The story is that Thursday, about 10 p.m., a person by the name of Miguel Padilla, 51, walked into a gas station mini-mart and got into an argument with another customer. The store clerk told Padilla to leave the customer alone. The argument ended and the customer left the store. However, as Padilla checked out to pay for his items, he and Rollins got into an encounter. And Padilla was knocked down twice. And after the second punch, Padilla fell, hit his head, and lost consciousness. And they took him to the hospital where he later died. So
that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. The thing is I'm sure, you know, by the way it was pretty specific, they have cameras running all the time, I think. And I guess there were witnesses, too. But here's the thing. Before anybody jumps to conclusions, and I'm very unfortunate this man died. Before anybody jumps to conclusions, you know, to wait till everything comes out. You know, is there a backstory on this whole thing? But that's what Eddie was talking about with the about an incident, and was it racially motivated? And I can't tell you if it is or not. It could just be somebody had had enough. It didn't make any difference.
Yeah, could be.
You remember that time when that guy came up to in that dance in that bar over there? I think it was near the bowling lanes over there off of Hartnell. And, you know, downstairs and it had a cement floor, and he came over there because somebody was talking to his girlfriend. He went over and punched him in the head, and the guy falls to the floor and dies, hits his head and dies. You remember that several years ago? Because what it led to was the, I think that was one of the reasons the DA at the time, Jerry Benito, lost his job, was because he refused to bring that to court. He said that he said nobody will convict him. And then when Carlton came in, he took him to court and he was convicted.
Was it manslaughter or
something? I'm sure it was whatever the lesser charges of manslaughter. It wasn't murder. It wasn't premeditated. So, but you know, you have things like that happen. It's unfortunate, and it shouldn't. First of all, it should never happen. It should never happen.
That was a caller that called in to remind us that was the Martinez case.
Martinez case, okay.
And thank you, caller, for that.
Yes. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
The California
Kearney Department of Public Health, in partnership with Shasta County community-based organizations, are offering a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street. All vaccine brands will be available, including the bivalent booster. No appointment needed. Get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards. Monday, January 16th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center at 1815 Sheridan Street in Reading.
Welcome back. I don't know who Mrs. Jones is. I don't even know who that is. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, suicide prevention specialist will be with us, starting the year off with that. On the other hand, I guess maybe she won't be here. Okay, that was just was told that she was, and now I'm being told she wasn't. So, we'll have a surprise guest tomorrow. 8:49 in the morning, it's 43 degrees. It's supposed to be getting down to the 30s tonight. It looks like we got somewhat of a clear day, partly sunny today. Tomorrow, we'll probably get showers and Wednesday night showers. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny with highs around 59. Lows at night, though, around 37, 35, 36 on those days. So it's going to be a little bit chillier, but it'll be drier. Yeah, the $1.35 billion was won by somebody in Maine. One person.
Anyone in our family by any chance? Or?
I don't know any. I don't have any relatives, but I will be searching, see if I have any over there. Now, everybody likes to think, what would I do if I won that $1.35 billion? You can take it over 29 years or go for the one-time cash option. Most people do the one-time cash option. If that case, it would be $707.9 million. Now, how much does the IRS take out of that? The IRS takes a minimum 24% federal withholding tax up front on lottery winnings. Now, then you also have to pay income tax every year. That's a big chunk. And so federal taxes would be $324 million. If you took it over the 29 years, you would eventually get $1.26 billion by 2051. I'm not sure I'd live that long. And if I died in between, then your family gets hit with like $22 million more of taxes. Now, if you take the $707.9 million federal taxes, $169 million, so your take-home is $538 million. I'm having a tough time grasping this. They take 24% up front, and then another $169 million. So you only take home $538 million. I see. I'm not even sure it's worth it at that point. anyway, but they can't be, the taxes can't be calculated precisely since tax brackets shift over time. And, okay, without other deductions or contributions, a winner could pay a tax rate of up to 37% this year under the top federal income tax rate, which is based on income of more than $578,000 for a single taxpayer. I don't worry about that. Okay.
So you're going to take the lump sum, you said?
Oh, yeah, because that would I could take home then $446 million. Now, so some states also tax the winnings. Well, not all states tax winnings. Some do. New York takes the most with a rate of 10%. Maine has a rate of 7.5 according to lottery, so they'll take their chunk. The total amount paid in annual installments over 29 years with each payment 5% larger than the preceding ones, guaranteed income, but the drawbacks are tax rates could rise over the next 30 years. If you die before payments are made, your state would be taxed in amounts more than $22 million. The entity making payments could go bankrupt. The state could go bankrupt. Those who advocate taking the lump sum say the windfall grow with smart investment. So if you take that $500 million and invest it wisely, you can make that money back up. But most people will take the lump sum. And that's what a 2018 USA Today analysis recommended taking the lump sum just for that. So,
but you don't think that you're going to live long enough to spend it all? Is that what
I'm saying to take the yearly payments. It goes out till 2051.
Okay.
Of course, if you with that much money, I would have blood transfusions and I mean everything. You know, I'd still be walking around looking like I look now.
That's scary. I'm going to have to stay close to Linda if you're not going to outlive the money.
Ooh, so, you know, but one of the things is when you've got $500 million and you think about, okay, I mean, besides the fact that all of you all would get a lump sum, what you could do to help people. And you think about this. I mean, you really set up a foundation. You know, once your kids are taken care of and you're taken care of, which would be easy to do, you know, your family. Linda's already talked about it. If we ever won something like that, it'd be a foundation that would be, the whole idea is to give it away.
Yes, right.
All of it. You know, there's others that they need to keep $500 million in their accounts for tax purposes, you know, to be able to give the percentage of how much they gain every year, you know, to good things, where I don't worry about that. You know,
the things that you're passionate about.
Yeah, the things you're passionate about. You know, what kind of impact did we have on veterans that are committing suicide? 22 a day. It's still 22 a day are still committing suicide. You know, money to go to the new jail to help that out. As long as it had, you know, the Carl and the Bot, you know.
Justice Center.
I like that with a big red neon arrow that points to the front door, you know, and it blinks. Would you take $50 million? But you got to do that.
Fair enough.
Well, you know what? The thing is that you set it up into investments, and it makes so much a year, and you just, you know, it just keeps every year you're paying it down until at some point, 20, 30 years from now, it's gone, and that's fine because it's not like you had to work real hard
to do it. Yeah.
To do it. You had to buy. You know, when it takes $1 or $2 to win that, of course, your chances of winning that are the same as getting bitten by a shark in Redding, in Whiskey Town. It's not impossible, but the chances are that you're not going to get bitten by a shark in Whiskey Town Lake. But it is fun if you think about, would I stay in California? No, I'd buy a compound someplace else and make it a beautiful compound and bring the parents and anybody else that wanted to come on over and have our own mini Redding in a non-tax state, non-income tax state. So what would you do with that?
Well, I actually have thought about it. And
everybody thinks about it.
Yeah. It's just normal human nature. The things that are passionate to me is... I'd love to see a performing arts center at Reading School of the Arts.
Would you name it the Pat Karch Performing Arts Center? Or the Karches?
I don't know. You know, I just felt, when I thought about that, and I did think about it, I thought, yeah, that'd be maybe a little into myself if I did that. But, you get enough recognition. But if you have a philanthropic, like similar to the McConnells did, they set it up, they made a lot of money, and look where their money has gone and all the good things that it's supported since they've passed. And something like that, that's probably what I would do. I'd find a good investor like Jason or Rick Hill and have them put that money to work so it would make money for perpetuity. You know, that would be probably my...
Perpetuity.
On and on and on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Scholarships, community, and just stuff like that. So,
well, you know, perpetuity. And that's what the McConnell Foundation is. They have to keep a certain amount of money in there, you know, so it'll go on forever, you know, well beyond the people that are running it now. And so I could see that, you know, if you put $250 million into, or $300 million into some kind of investments that, you know, the safe investments that pay you 4, 5, 6% a year. Yeah. And then you could be, have that thing run forever. Yeah. This week, we've got the sheriff coming in. We've got the, One Safe Place is going to roll through. They're getting ready to have their big crab feed here in February. I think it's the 4th. Other groups of people in. I'd like to get – I'm trying to get the parking guy in. That'd see if great. I can get him in, with the guy that put the parking plan together, so he can explain it a little bit better than everybody else. I mean, you gave me 2 pages of stuff about the parking plan, but I'd like to hear it from the guy that put it together. So this week is going to be, we're going to get a relief after Wednesday and start drying up here, it looks like, for Thursday through Sunday at least. And hopefully it'll last another few days. Wouldn't mind more water, but let's have a little respite here so water can soak in and we can go outside and soak up some vitamin D. Everybody, have a great day and be safe out there. And